Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn number 450, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Confess our sins against God and our neighbor is found on page 79 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will, in your ways, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips.
And our mouths shall praise your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll continue with the Jubilate on page 82 or in your handout. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands.
Joyful in the Lord, all you lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before His presence with a song.
Know this,
the Lord Himself is God. He Himself has made us, and we are His.
We are His.
We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, and call upon His name. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good. The psalm this morning is Psalm 78. It can be found on page 794 or on your handout. Hear my teaching, O my people.
Incline your ears to
my mouth.
I will open my mouth in a parable.
I will declare the mystery of the kingdom.
That which we have known and what our forefathers have told us,
we will not hide from our children.
We will recount to generations to come the praiseworthy deeds and the power of the Lord.
And the wonderful work He has done.
He worked marvels in the sight of the forefathers.
In the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan.
He split open the sea and let them pass through.
He made the waters stand up like walls.
He led them with a cloud by day.
And all the night with a glow of fire.
He split the hard rocks in the wilderness.
And gave them drink from the great deep.
He brought streams out of the cliff.
And the waters gushed out like rivers. Audrey, you are muted.
Excuse me. A reading from the book of Exodus. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink," Moses said to them. "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will say together Canticle 21 that is found on page 95 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we blame you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim,
and seraphim, holy, Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white robe of the army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the holy church proclaims you.
Father, unbound,
your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, the Holy Spirit,
advocate and guide.
You, Christ,
are the King of glory,
eternal
Son of the Father.
When you became man,
you set us free.
You did not shun
the virgin.
You overcame
the sting of death
and opened
the kingdom of heaven for all believers
who are seated at
the right hand. Glory.
We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people
with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Luann, you are muted.
Second reading from the book of Philippians. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together our sequence hymn number 685, Rock of Ages.
Thank you. Gospel according to King St. Matthew, 21st chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. You tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or is it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." He said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not go.' Later changed his mind and went. The father went to the second son and said the same, and he answered, 'I go, sir.' He did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" Then they said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. Where John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. The tax collectors and the prostitutes believed in him. Even if you saw it, they did not change their minds and believe him." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I'm about to share the screen, so your screen's going to change, but don't worry, it's nothing that you did, so you don't need to change anything. This is a picture of sand multiplied 300 times. You know, like the white sand on the seashore. This also is sand multiplied 300 times. This are the cells in your blood. This is known as the thumbprint of God, and you can see the different names of God or aspects of God on there. But what we know is everybody's fingerprint is unique. And then maybe you've seen this before. This is the Milky Way with a little arrow pointing to where Earth is, saying, "You are here." The first thing that captured my imagination is the color and the beauty and the diversity of all of creation. Although when we look at the sand on the shore, or the sand of the desert, it all looks white, but it's not. It's full of color and shapes and sizes and diversity and beauty. And then in our blood, all those different shapes and sizes of the cells in our blood. And the fact that we have over 200 different types of cells in our body that all do different things, but all work together. And then when we see that picture of the Milky Way and know that's just a small part of the universe. And here we are, Earth, this tiny blip in the middle, and then us humans. And I think of Psalm 8 verses 3 and 4. "When I look at the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them?" In other words, in this vast expanse that God has created, every bit and piece of the beauty and diversity, he cares for us. And thinking about that, I think about, we like to be king of the mountain. We like to be king of the universe. And sometimes we think we are. And yet, in perspective, we are such a tiny, short-lived piece of that. For the last couple of weeks, I've talked to you about how we build up the kingdom of God, how we build the community, and the many different ways that we as human beings have a gift for tearing down community. And Jesus teaches us over and over and over the abundance and the love and the mercy of the kingdom of God and our task in helping to build that. Today we hear a piece of the letter to the Philippians. And as you know, Paul had a vision to go and visit Philippi, that's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it was a Roman city. And he went to visit Philippi with a couple of his helpers. And when he got there, he found no synagogue at all. So he went down to the river to pray, and there he found Lydia. And he started to tell her the stories. He prayed with her and with the people that were there. And she was converted. She said, "Baptize me and my whole family." And while they were still there spreading the news, the good news of Jesus, they found this slave girl who had the gift of divination. And what we know is that Paul, through Jesus, exorcised that demon. And then he was put in jail for doing that. But then the jailer took care of him when he escaped. And the jailer and his family were also baptized and converted. But then Paul left. He just left this small band, maybe the slave girl, the jailer and his family, and Lydia and her family, and went on his travels. And what we know is that he was in jail. He was in prison in Rome. The guards were not Christian. As a matter of fact, he was in jail because they were persecuting Christians. And he writes this letter to the people of Philippi, saying to them, "You're doing great work. You have great courage." And there's a few suggestions I'd like to make. And he gives a lot of ifs. He starts out, "If there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation from love, if there is any sharing in the Spirit, if there is any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." So right there, it's praise and admonition going together. But the word that stuck with me was humility. But in humility, regard others better than yourself. And when we hear the word humility, we often think of the word humiliation, and nobody likes humiliation. But the idea of humbling ourselves and regarding others higher than ourselves is also foreign to our way of thinking. We just don't think that way. But I think back to Adam, who was made from the river mud, and that river mud in Hebrew is Adama, Adam. Humanity was made from the mud of the earth. And at the same time, we were made in God's image. But when I think about humility, somebody explained it to me a few years ago, that it's not thinking better of yourself than who you are, nor thinking worse of yourself than who you are, but being very clear about what your gifts and your challenges are. And when we are very clear and live into what our gifts are and what our challenges are, we don't need to boast. We don't need to apologize. We don't need to cover it up. We don't need to explain it. We are just who God made us to be. Humble. Able to serve others. Philippians continues that Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality of God, but emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant or a slave. And what we know when we think about it, every single story in the gospel is how Jesus serves others. He does the will of God to serve others, to build up the community, to build the kingdom of God. And we can't do that when we're full of ourselves. We need to empty ourselves. We need to empty ourselves of our status and our prestige and our possessions and our hopes and dreams that are ours, that are selfish and that are not the will of God. What I know about emptying ourselves is it's a little bit or a whole lot frightening. Most of us can identify that emptiness inside of us, that big dark hole, that almost universe-sized hole in the middle of us that we sense when we are alone or when we're lonely or when we are afraid. And that darkness we cover up with every possible thing we can. We eat, we wear nice clothes, we wear our status well, we eat, we drink, we fill it with gambling, we fill it with busyness, we fill it with work, we do everything we can to avoid that inner hole in our soul. But at the same time, I know that when we empty ourselves and we get rid of all the busyness, all the things we do to cover, we find that is the place where God resides. That is the place where God walks with us. That is the place where God makes his will known. And we find that it's not this big, dark, gaping hole, but it is the garden filled with light and love and grace and mercy. That is the place where God resides and speaks to us, teaches us, and makes his will known to us. But to do that takes courage. And Jesus had courage. It said he emptied himself and became obedient to God, even obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And yes, folks, that's what God is asking us to do. In order to build the kingdom of God, we've got to get out of our own way. We've got to be willing to do whatever it takes to build up the kingdom of God. The gospel today is just two short little pieces. One is the temple authorities challenge Jesus and say, by what authority are you doing this? And Jesus, of course, challenges them. Well, what do you say about John the Baptist? And they know there's no winning that conversation. But by what authority? Who is the author of what you're doing? And so he tells this brief parable. A father tells his two sons to go out and work. The first son says, yes, I will, but he didn't. The second son says, no, I don't feel like going today, but he did. And Jesus asks, which one did the will of the Father? And of course, it's the one who did what the Father willed. This week, I want you to think about who is the author of your life, your will, your actions, your thoughts, your deeds. And then what is your small part in building up the kingdom of God? Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence. I invite us to reaffirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Excuse me. The suffrages can be found on page 97 or on your handout. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passed away, to hold fast to those that shall endure through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you give us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship of you that the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
People is Form 6, can be found on page 392 or on your handout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families,
friends, and neighbors,
and those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel, and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all their God in his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for Rachel, Cheryl, Morgan, Julie and Ben, Jean, Pam, Alan, Carol, Betty and Richard, Adrian, Kevin, Janet, Darlene and John, Tammy, excuse me, Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, Baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family. We also pray for Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, James, John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, and Eva. We pray for Shelley, Ashlyn, and Betty, the food pantry, students and teachers, our first responders, those suffering from addiction, and those in the military, and those who mourn.
EJ, George,
Andy,
Carl, and Jay.
Be with Gladys.
Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
For this congregation.
We will exalt you, O God, our King. We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Almighty God,
Father of all mercies, we unworthy servants give you thanks
for all your goodness and
blessings.
All the Lord may we bless you for creation,
all the blessings of this life, but above all, your measurement of your love
and the redemption of the world,
and for grace and
glory
for the
Holy Spirit. And we pray, give us such awareness of your mercy that with truly thankful hearts
we show forth your praise.
Not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service,
by walking
before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together our closing hymn number 344. Lord, dismiss us with thy blessing.
Thank you.
the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
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 Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks
be to God.